From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish forces claim victory in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria. The White House is hailing Kurdish forces in northern Syria who now claim they fully control a border town believed to be an entry point from Turkey for Islamic State fighters. Bolstered by U.S.-led airstrikes, anti-IS militia reportedly raised flags over Tal Abyad Tuesday. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
And I think this is another illustration of the recipe for success that's been documented in other places, including recently in Tikrit over in Iraq. And it is an indication that when our coalition can back capable, effective local fighters on the ground, that we can make important progress against ISIL.
The UN Refugee Agency says the recent fighting in northern Syria has sent thousands of civilians across the border seeking safety in Turkey. At least 23,000 have fled since early June. The UN Tuesday denied reports that Sudanese troops held South African peacekeepers in Darfur hostage, so Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, attending an Africa Union summit in Johannesburg, could leave the country without being arrested on charges of crimes against humanity. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
What we've been told is that South Africa currently has 802 members of an infantry battalion deployed in Kutum, Malha, and Melit team sites in North Darfur. We can confirm that the mission's South African troops were not held hostage or under any threat, as was reported in the media.
Mr. Bashir left South Africa Monday unhindered, returning to Sudan after a South African court said he should have been detained and arrested on charges stemming from two indictments handed down by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for his role in the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles will be added to the country's nuclear arsenal this year. Addressing the opening of the Russian Defense Ministry's Army 2015 International Military Expo near Moscow Tuesday, Mr. Putin said the new missiles will, quote, be able to overcome any, even the most technologically advanced anti-missile defense systems. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
I think the statements we have heard today from President Putin is just confirming the pattern and the behavior of Russia over quite a period of time. And we have seen that Russia is investing more in their defense in general, but in nuclear capabilities in particular.
The Russian president's comments came amid heightened tensions between Russia and NATO over the conflict in eastern Ukraine, and they follow Western reports the U.S. is planning to permanently station heavy American weaponry and troops in eastern Europe and the Baltic states. European interior ministers failed to reach agreement Tuesday on plans to deal with the growing Mediterranean migrant crisis. The EU is trying to come up with an equitable burden-sharing plan in handling thousands of migrants from Africa and the Middle East. François Crépeau is the special rapporteur on human rights of migrants.
People who come across the Mediterranean are survival migrants, whether they are refugees from Syria, Eritrea, or whether they are from sub-Saharan Africa and they are being termed economic migrants. In both cases, they are survival migrants. They try to escape their dire circumstances, and they will come, no matter what.
Some 100,000 have entered Europe so far this year, while 1,800 have perished trying to make the dangerous journey in makeshift boats along the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, Italian police along the border with France Tuesday dragged away dozens of African migrants camping out for days in the town of Ventimiglia, hoping to move deeper into Europe. The International Organization for Migration says the remains of 30 more migrants who died trying to cross the Sahara Desert in Niger have been discovered. The victims appear to have perished months ago in Derku, northeast of Agadez, a major launching point for migrants for Africans trying to reach the Mediterranean. Sunday, the IOM said the bodies of 18 African migrants from all over the continent were discovered after their vehicle ran out of fuel. Al-Qaeda Tuesday said Nasser al-Wuhayshi, his deputy chief and leader of its potent Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. The group said Friday's strike near Mukalla killed Wuhayshi and two others. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.